Fromelle and Boisier, In the Trenches of Hell, written by Peter Fitzsimons and read by Richard Aspel. Bert must be quick. It is one thing to have made it to the German trenches, but he still must get his water and ammo to the forward Australian troops, who are now, presumably, in the next line of German trenches, because they certainly aren't here. What is here is a chaotic shambles of dead and dying men, body parts, spilled intestines, mud, blood and water. There is no time to try and help any of the wounded. He and his carrying party must press on. They soon get to a rough kind of trench, where the survivors of the first Australian waves are fighting for their lives, spread out across 100 yards. Bert Sargent roars at them over the thunder of battle. "You lot go along to the left as far as you can. You lot get along to the right." It does not take long as eager hands grab the bullets, bombs, water and sandbags they have brought with them. For most of them, it is now time to head back, though many, against orders, decide to stay and fight, taking up the weaponry of those already killed. While this decision is understandable, the truth is that for every man who disobeys orders and so abandons carrying duties to take up a weapon, the more the supply of ammunition is diminished, and this risks having a disastrous effect. And eagerness to fight is not the only reason they have done this. "We did not mind going forward with our load and thus face the enemy fire," one sergeant from another company would note of exactly the same situation. "But the thought of being hit in the back on the return journey was too much for most of us, hence our inclination to remain with the fighting troops."